remember the movement of the ocean depends on that. You don't see the value of this stuff I'm talking about, because to you, this is a little stuff. It's not. Pay attention. What is it? That boy should cry. Who is that boy?
Is it heart?
That child is the child of your eye. Remember, we had a division at the beginning here. We said there is Danish and Binesh, means knowledge and wisdom. The wisdom for us comes from the word of I. Because we mean by wisdom the way you see. The way you understand this, the way you see, your point of view. Your point of view is your eye, right? So the child of your point of view is the boy I'm talking about. Let's go back to the children. Do you remember what the children were? The children are the outcome, the benefit of life. That's what you have. It's the continuum of you, right? The outcome. So the outcome of your point of view is this boy we're talking about. Remember, oh brother, the child is the child of your point of view. And your success, your happiness is depending on that crying. If you want that gift to arrive, then make that little child in you cry to your cadaver. You understand that it's a very poetic way of saying something. What is that something? That something is this, that, listen, you have your special way of looking at this universe. That's your point of view, right? That point of view has a result, an outcome in you, which is your feeling, your passion, your emotion towards the universe, right? This should cry to your cadaver. Means this should see your existence as a cadaver and cry upon it. This should remind you something. I hope it did. It should trigger something that repeatedly, from the beginning of book two, I talked about it. I pointed it out. Rumi said it in one single stuff when Jesus was talking to God. Do you remember? Any of you? Jesus was talking to God, oh God, look at this stupid fellow. He's not alive himself. He needs me to use that magic to bring him back to life. But the stupid fellow is asking about the spell, to learn the spell to show off. Don't you remember that? That's what it is. You should cry upon this cadaver because you should realize that you need to become alive. We mean human life. You are alive animalistically. But where is your spirit? That should be the subject of the miracle of love. So, you should be busy of crying on your cadaver. you should always, in every single moment, realize that you are not the best you could be. You have to work on it, remember? That was the first order of the day. Because you need to do one thing only, to understand that you are not the best possibility of you. You could do better. So become better. Improvement. That's what we do. That's what we're talking about here, right? Improvement. That improvement comes with the realization that this, pity, this is not alive yet. So I need the miracle to become alive. That realization. Let's go back again. Look at the science and information. And this wisdom is not like that. There is no science. They could give it all to you. And it comes to you when you realize that you are not at your best. When you think you are at your best, you are not a good candidate for no gift. You should realize where you are. Let's see the example. The example is a very funny story, very short one, and it's a very important one. It's about this crying stuff. Because we always will say, you should cry, you should cry. And you could look at it literally and believe in this martyrdom. In every religion there is a martyr because you need to cry. The best, yes, the best drop you could give yourself to become high is to cry. You will produce a lot of endorphin and you feel great, even exhausted after that. That's why my aunt was going to the mosque every single Friday night. This crying stuff, is it? There was this Zahid. Now Zahid is the one who is the youngest. The one who is dedicated to be in a corner and do the good stuff. And he was crying. They told him, don't cry, because you may become blind by crying. He said, what is that? There is only two ways. Either my eyes will see the beloved, or don't. If my eye doesn't see the beloved, the hell with the eye. Why should I care about the eye? And if my eye will see the beloved and goes blind, that's a small price to pay. I'm not worried about that. So I'm not worried about my eyes. I'm worried about beloved. This is the attitude. He wants to explain his crying. Let's hear it from Rumi. Yep.
How a certain person, frightened and ascetic, saying, weep little, lest thou become blind. A comrade in the work said to an ascetic, weep little, lest thine eye come to harm. The ascetic said, the case is not outside of two. The eye will see, or it will not see that beauty.
You see, the problem is that beauty for a lover is not the problem of seeing. You see, there are two ways. I will see the beloved or not. Or the eye, my vision, will see the beauty or not. Yes?
If it see the light of God, what is there to grieve about? How little are two eyes in union with God? And if it shall not see God, let it go. Let such a miserable eye become blind. Do not grieve for your eye when that Jesus is yours. Do not go to the left that he may give you two right eyes. The Jesus of your spirit is present with you. beg aid from him, for he is a goodly aider. But do not every moment lay on the heart of Jesus the unprofitable work of a body full of bones.
Like, what was this interpretation? But do not what? Because here, from the Persian, I understand something a little bit different. In Persian, he would say, bigar means worthless work, the non-paid work. What else is bigar?
Unprofitable.
Yes. Non-profitable work of these bony structures of yours should not put on the heart of your Jesus. Means do not bother your spirit with your physical problem. That's not what we're talking about. You have two. First of all, you need the help. The help is in you. The heart is in you. But when you are asking for help from the heart, do not ask your heart to help you with your economy, your belonging, and that other stuff. Because these are the bodily needs, the physical and the structural existence. Ask for help from your spirit for spiritual stuff. Why? Yes?
Like the fool whom we mentioned in the story, for the sake of the righteous.
This is a stupid fellow. You remember we were talking about who saw that Jesus and said, give me the spell? Then he insisted that bring this bone to life. That's why we made that story. Because we wanted to talk about the silly wishes. Yes.
Seek not you from your Jesus the life of the body. Ask not from your Moses the wish of a Pharaoh. Burden.
Pharaoh. Remember, the Pharaoh to us is the word for arrogance. The source of arrogance. In our language, we don't say arrogance. We say Pharaoh-like. It's tafarol. So we use it a lot. Normally we play with it a lot because, do you remember, I told you several times, one of the best stories made for enlightenment is the story of Moses and Pharaoh. It's the longest one, full of miracles, and the best way to explain it, because of ego, the Pharaoh, and the spirit, the Moses. Here we say, remember, your spirit is not here to satisfy your ego. Do not do that. Do not ask your spirit to satisfy your ego. Yes? How do you do it?
Burden not your heart with thoughts of livelihood. Livelihood will not fail. Be at the court. This body is a tent for the spirit, or like an ark for Noah. When the Turkoman is there, he will find a tent, especially when he is one held in honor at the court.
Means what? First of all, remember, this is a tent. I don't know about tent, because he doesn't use the word tent. He uses another word which is very tricky in Persian language. It's khargah. Khargah means the big settlement. Because khar means the donkey, at the same time khar means great in Persian language.
Well, like the ears, the big ears.
Khargush, yes, because he has the big ear. Yes.
The rabbit or something?
Yeah. That's khargah. So khargah is when these nomads are moving, when they will arrive somewhere, bring up all the tents and things like that, but it's not the tent, it's all area. Okay.
Sorry,
that's root here is the spirit, and the body is the place that